Letter I. Hans Sloane's Nautilus Shell. This is the shell of a nautilus, a type of mollusk that lives several hundred meters under the sea. There's a model of it you can touch. The original is beautifully decorated, and it's easy to understand why this shell was one of Sir Hans Sloane's favourite specimens. His huge collection forms the core of the British and Natural History Museums. The spiral shell is 15 centimetres long, about the length of your open hand. It's essentially a hollow cone. The tip is blunted and curls tightly in on itself, creating an inner whorl at one edge of the cone's wide opening. This opening is about 10 centimetres in diameter, and from it, the tentacles of the living creature once emerged. The inside of the original shell is very smooth and glows with the iridescent sheen of mother of pearl. The outer surface is an ivory colour beneath a lustrous pink glare. Wavy pink stripes mark the narrower part of the shell. The surface would have been rough and ridged with growth lines, but this particular shell was embellished in the late 1600s with decorative carving and intricate designs. A complex tracery of leaves in the pink glare stands slightly proud of the ivory-coloured background. Around the open bell of the nautilus are three oval-shaped medallions, each a crowded scene of cavorting naked cherubs engraved with the finest of lines and blackened. The artist has signed his name on one, Johannes Belkin. This is the only signed example of his work. The inner whorl has been carved into the shape of a helmet. These creatures have changed so little in 350 million years that they're known as living fossils. This type, Nautilus pompilius, is the largest. Sir Hans Sloane died in 1753, and the objects from his cabinets of curiosity formed the founding collection of the British Museum. The specimens relating to natural history were later rehoused in this museum, which was built specially for them.